what you call him?
Yeah, chipmunk.
I thought they were, and flying squirrel were the same thing, but I found out they're not. They're smaller than a flying squirrel.
Yeah, chipmunk runs on the ground and can't climb trees easily. Builds a house on the ground, too. They got them up in Atlanta. I thought they were rats when I first saw them.
Yeah, they had some up there. One of my son lived, when he first moved to Dalton, had a rock fence that held the house by him. I think the fence belonged to them. Their place was a layer higher than his place. Mm-hmm. And he had a swimming pool, and them chipmunks played around on that. The only ones I ever saw actually in the live were those. And they raised back in those old rock walls, had some holes in them, you know, mm-hmm. where the old rock, where they put together porous, and they had burrowed dens back in them rocks.
Now, what kind of seafood you get here?
Well, it's shipped in here. You have the same, I guess the same kind you have everywhere, lobsters and oysters and shrimp and crabs and all kinds of fish.
You ever see those things that in the stream that swim backwards? They got them a lot down in Florida and Louisiana.
Crawfish,
yeah.
Crawdad, some people call it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't eat crawfish nowhere but in Louisiana, I don't guess. That's the only place I heard eat them. But I wonder if they have a different strand of crawfish from us.
Yeah, they're big, you know.
We have big ones here too if you get in the right places.
I've never seen
them. I have. We used to catch them out of the creek fishing for fish and catch a crawfish.
Huh.
He wouldn't never get hung. You'd have to be particular, get him out. He'd get on to you, hold on to your bait, see?
Yeah.
Bring him out and hit that on old tail would be bigger than your finger there. You could get about that much meat out of him. I imagine he'd be pretty good grocers. I don't know. I always have wondered if I could have got me 10 or 12, what would I have cooked them? I don't know. I talked about it. But they were hard to find. You didn't find them big ones there often.
Yeah.
But I have fish with, some folks call them crawdads. You can go to a place at a certain little bitty eddy creek or brook.
Yeah.
And them crawfish raised in there, you can get some of that time and just get on there and on your knees in there and water about that deep. You can get them scallop a bucket full of them.
They're so bad in Louisiana that sometimes when they cross the road and when it's flooded or something like that, the cars will crack them. And
get
the
stank in there.
Yeah, and you can't even get the road. The cars will just slide off the road. There'll be so many.
There'll be so many of them. I know I've heard them eating them in Louisiana.
Yeah. Now, about frogs. What kind of frogs we got here?
Well, we have the kind you eat are just bullfrogs, and I don't know why they call bullfrogs unless their belly is so heavy like a bull.
You ever
eaten? Yeah, I've eaten many a hind leg off a frog.
I never have. What do they taste like?
Well, they got a taste all of their own. If you would, if you kill him and dress him and cook your leg right then, it has little old silver threads in it that's a little bit darker than the meat. It's real white. It's as white as, whiter than the average chicken breast.
Hmm.
After it gets done, it's white. It don't be yellow looking like chicken breast. But if you freeze them scales and keep them frozen a while, those threads don't show up in there. I don't know why.
Hmm.
But I like them better after they've been froze. But I tell you, and I have one time been out in a pond and cut the frog's legs off right there and leave him there alive, and you'd hear one hollering, go back over there to the way he hollered at, and you'd be one of them, you done cut his legs off. He'd go back down in the mud just like you. I don't believe they'd ever grow any more legs, but he'd be back down in the mud just back like if he had all four of them. Be hollering. They'll hop around a day or two. Drag around with them two front legs if you don't kill them. And I have cut the legs off and just carried the legs home. don't carry the frog home at all.
What about the little kind that come out after the rain?
Toad frogs, we call them.